come together to put together very powerful public education messages along the themes of universities make your dreams come true. We got a prominent Chicago advertising company to work on a pro bono basis to put this together. Over the course of the 2 years we did it, it had enormous impact on public opinion, not only in this region, but nationwide. And then, of course, what happened is after 2 years, a group of new presidents got essentially stingy again and pulled back that and started doing these stupid advertisements of what they were doing on campus and kind of missed it all. But I think it's time to do that again, and I think it's time to do it not only at a state and regional level, but at a national level. You have to be very sensitive to how you appear to the public. And if the principal message you get out there is, look how much money we raised in our last campaign, or look at this wonderful building we've just built, or my God, look how much we're paying our football coach. You just drive a stake in the heart of your credibility and integrity to the body politic, your importance, and that you're meeting your responsibilities. So that requires, I think, a very significant rethinking on the part of the institutions and their leadership.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, many of the states, because of the tough financial situation, higher education is sort of thought of as a discretionary area. They don't have a strong mandate that they have to provide that funding. They must provide elementary and secondary education. They must provide prisons, and we look at the money that we're spending in prisons. And they must provide the health care. And so when you come to the area that you can actually cut, and they believe not cut services, the universities become very vulnerable, unfortunately. But the other issue I would say is that the whole issue of transparency and good communication is so important, because even our faculties don't always understand how we spend our money on our campuses and why we spend it the way we do. And so I think need to do a better job to make sure that we make this as clear as we can. But the one university that I know, University of North Carolina, by law, has a mandate that the University of North Carolina will provide education to the people of North Carolina at no cost or at minimal cost. That's a part of the law. And when you look at UNC campuses, you'll see that they have some of the lowest tuitions in the country. And that's the reason for it, because it's not totally discretionary.
Mr. Chairman, I think our time is up. Perhaps you want to ask a board question or move on.
I was just hoping that you weren't going to advocate that the state legislature cut both our funding and then reduce our tuition at the same time. If you're going to advocate that position, let me get out of the way between you and the faculty. And I think what would be very helpful to I think all of us is if, Pam, if you restated the directions from this morning as to what's going to occur next.
Yes, I'd be happy to. So everyone, if you don't already know it, somewhere, you know, you've got a color-coded badge or you know where you're going to go for your breakout sessions, and I believe there must be lunches outside to grab. So you're going to grab a box lunch and find your group. There will be a facilitator assigned to the group. Take your own bio break along the way. There's no plan time for that. We're gonna have the breakout sessions with the facilitators. There'll be a scribe assigned, and then that person will have the job of reporting back when we reconvene. And we're a little bit off of our time. I should look to our secretary here. Let's see. We're a little bit off, yes. Just grab them and go, and we'll come around to the rooms and say what time to come back in. But it should be around 2:30. So let's plan for 2:30.
And before we break, I just want to thank our three panelists. We were lucky to have you. Your thinking reflects much of our own, and we appreciate your presence here. We look forward to spending the rest of the day with you.
Thank you.
If you could end your collaboration. if you could